From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. Today, we are going to talk about bhakti or devotion. Now, if you ask anyone, what is bhakti or devotion? Most probably, we will get the answer, bhakti is love for God. So going by this definition, here we have two entities. We have the lover and the object of their love. Or in other words, we have the devotee and the Lord. And what connects the devotee to the Lord is his or her devotion or bhakti. Now, Swami has said many times that he is always on a lookout for a true devotee, but has never found one. He says, most of us are part-time devotees. We all go to God when we need something, and once we get what we need, we forget God. So here, God is indeed a part of all our lives. But is it enough if God is just a part of our lives? Swami says, no, God should be the center of our lives. Every activity that we do should revolve around God. You know, once the students of the Vrindavan campus were praying to Bhagwan for the most coveted tri-session. And Swami told them, why should I give you a tri-session? You all show only part-time devotion. What I want is full-time devotion. And Swami didn't stop there, because he wanted to make sure the students understand properly what he meant. So Swami turned to a senior professor of his college who was sitting there and asked him, so you worked in a corporate office before you came here, isn't it? And the professor replied in affirmative. Swami then asked him, so how many different types of employees were there in your company from a salary structure point of view? And the professor replied, Swami, we had two types of employees, one temporary and the other permanent. Swami then asked him, what is the difference between the two? He replied that the temporary employees were on a contract and they would get paid on a day-to-day basis, while the permanent employees had a structured pay with like the basic HRA increments, bonuses, etc. Swami then explained, in the same way, for permanent devotees, I too shower constant grace. I give bonuses and most importantly, I give them dearness allowance. And not just that, I also give them pension for their life here and thereafter. But unfortunately, nobody seems to be interested in being a permanent devotee, said Swami. So dear listeners, this is what Swami wants from us, his devotees, to be a full-time devotee and not a part-time devotee who thinks of God only when he is in trouble.
स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन सारा जग प्रेम में तेरे महक रहा जैसे चंदन सारा जग प्रेम में तेरे महक रहा जैसे चंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साई स्वीकार करो वंदन गंगा तेरे दर्शन करती जग के पापों को हरती गंगा तेरे दर्शन करती, गंगा तेरे दर्शन करती, जग के पापों को हरती। तेरे दर्शन से दुख दूर हुए, टूटा माया बंधन। तेरे दर्शन से दुख दूर हुए, टूटा माया बंधन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साईं, स्वीकार करो वंदन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साईं, स्वीकार करो वंदन। सच्ची राह दिखाई, भक्ति लो मन में जगाई। तूने सच्ची राह दिखाई, तूने सच्ची राह दिखाई, भक्ति लो मन में जगाई। एक साईं नाम अनमोल रतन, नाश्वान है सारे धन। एक साईं नाम अनमोल रतन, नाश्वान है सारे धन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साईं, स्वीकार करो वंदन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साईं, स्वीकार करो वंदन। साईं नाम की बजी बांसुरिया, भक्तों की भरी गगरिया। साईं नाम की बजी बांसुरिया, साईं नाम की बजी बांसुरिया, भक्तों की भरी गगरिया। अब जीवन में कोई प्यास नहीं, अब कहीं नहीं खालीपन। अब जीवन में कोई प्यास नहीं, अब कहीं नहीं खालीपन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साईं, स्वीकार करो वंदन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साईं, स्वीकार करो वंदन। सारा जग प्रेम में तेरे महक रहा जैसे चंदन। सारा जग प्रेम में तेरे महक रहा जैसे चंदन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साईं, स्वीकार करो वंदन। तू प्रेम स्वरूपा साईं, स्वीकार करो वंदन।
Welcome back, dear listeners. So how do we become a full-time devotee, especially when all of us are leading such busy lives? In the current times, all of us are distracted all the time. You know, there are many WMDs around us all the times. And WMDs here does not mean weapons of mass destruction, but it means weapons of mass distraction. And the most potent weapon of mass distraction is our smartphones, because we carry this around with us all the time. Now imagine if we had the same attention on the Lord as much as we have on our phones, all of us would be walking Mirabais. You know, Mirabai would carry the idol of Krishna with her all the time, and that idol of Lord was her mobile phone, because it was something that she used to communicate to Lord Krishna. Swami says an idol is a device necessary to point you to God. If someone asks you, where is the moon, you would point your finger at the moon. In a similar way, an idol is such a pointer. When we worship the idol, we are not worshipping a piece of rock. We are worshipping God, whom the idol represents. So Saint Mirabai used the idol of Lord Krishna as a device, if I can call it that, to communicate to her beloved Lord. You know, nowadays, we even care for our mobiles like how Mira cared for her idol of Lord Krishna. We put a screen guard on the mobile. We put a protective case on it. We wipe and make sure the screen is clean. We will never give our mobile phones to children, small children, because we are scared they will drop it. Why are we worried so much about our mobile phone? Because we have made an investment on it. We have paid a lot of money to get the phone. And why would Mirabai care for her idol? Because she too had made a lot of investment on the idol, investment of love and devotion. Mirabai used her device to connect within, and we use our devices to connect to the outside world. So she was always connected within, and we are always connected to the outside of us. So every time you get a notification on your mobile, it is crying for your attention. It could be a call, an SMS, a WhatsApp message, or from one of the hundreds of apps that you have in your mobile. Now the difference between Mira's device of self-realization and our device of self-distraction is what is creating all the problems for us. This is what is making us a part-time devotee. Because now we remember God only when we have a problem, because our cell phones or other gadgets cannot solve the problem for us. So now we suddenly remember God. So coming back to the question, how to become a full-time devotee in the current times when all of us are leading such busy lives and are distracted by the weapons of mass distraction, here is a practical tip from someone who practices this. Let's now listen to an excerpt from an interview of Dr. Srikant Sola, a consultant cardiologist at the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield. In conversation with Dr. Sola is Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi.
And so this is how we go about, because we're not practicing continuously. As long as you are breathing.
How does one practice continuously when you're doing many different things through the course of a day?
That's a great question. So suppose I'm doing an operation. Suppose I'm the operating theater assisting the cardiac surgeons. That task becomes my meditation. I will fully step into the task and be so immersed in that task that there's no past and there's no future. There's simply that present moment, which is taking care of that patient to the best of my ability. 100% focus. Then once I finish that task, I step out and then immediately step back into the God self, immediately step back into the awareness that everything is God. So the task itself becomes a meditation, becomes a way of worshiping. Swami says work is worship.
अपनी प्यारी प्यारी नजर से साई रोते दिलों को हंसाते तुम पास जब भी आते जरा सा जब मुस्कुराते अपनी प्यारी प्यारी नजर से साई रोते दिलों को हंसाते प्यार भरी नजरों से रोते
Welcome back, dear listeners. When we think of bhakti, the first thing that comes to our mind are the beautiful bhajans or devotional songs. Music is so deeply interwoven into bhakti. If we read about the devotees who pioneered the bhakti movement in Bharat, whether it is Tyagaraja, Sant Kabir, Sant Tukaram, Sant Mirabai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all expressed their devotion to their beloved in the form of music and poetry. Whenever you feel blissful, what do? You break into a song or a dance. Even the one who does not know how to sing or dance breaks into a song or a dance. This happens because there is an innate connection between bhakti and music. Let's now listen to an excerpt from a presentation made by Brother Ravi Kumar, Amey Deshpande and Brother Siddhartha on this connection between bhakti and music.
And when one looks at the entire concept of bhakti or devotion as we see it in our great land of Bharat, we find that somehow music and bhakti have been inextricably linked. It's almost like music was the vehicle on which devotion rode. Without devotion, there is no music. And without music, probably there is no devotion. Because the only worthwhile music that is that kind which can be offered the lotus feet of our Swami. So we were just thinking about trying to go back into the realms of time and finding out the genesis of the entire bhakti sampradaya or the bhakti movement in India itself. And Swami, we found several beautiful messages. Swami says that the first musician was Narada himself. Narada is supposed to be the first musician, and he was called the Trilok Sanchari. He used to roam around all the three worlds with the tanpura in his hand and continuously chanting. And so he is considered to be our first guru, and so our pranams to him, to Narada, because he If he was not there, probably none of us would be there. Then we have Lord Ganesha and Lord Shiva. It is said that it is from his damaru that this entire creation actually happened. So our obeisance to him also. And then when you look at our great and varied culture and history that we have, if we can look at the whole bhakti movement, we can divide it into individual singing and community singing. So when you look at individual singing, you have Narada, and you have all these phenomenal saints, the saint singers of India, Tyagaraja, Annamaya, Purandaradasa, Tulasidas, Mirabai, Tukaram, and you have such wonderful such saints who have stood for their individual devotion and have simply brought revolutions in the history of mankind. And then on the other side we have the community singers. And Swami again says that the first community singer was Guru Nanak. Guru Nanak was the one who first introduced the concept of Sankirtan. And of course taken forward by several other saints, singers of India. Very lately we have Haridas Giri, and we have Pitthukuli Gurudas, right? Another very accomplished singer. Yes. And all these people gave us what is called as the Sankirtana. We have the Varkari movement of Maharashtra, where it is said that from all over the state of Maharashtra, from every village, people walk towards Pandharpur during the Ashadi time. Each one just chanting the name of the Lord, Vithala and Panduranga, and just walking on the streets and walking on those long distances to this place. And so we have this concept of Sankirtanam which came. But what is the link between music? Why do we need music? Why not just Namaskar? Why is music so vital in our path towards God? Swami has said that there are many paths to God, but in this Kali age, the simplest path to God is Namasmarana. And in Namasmarana, when you add music, what is that added value to Namasmarana that music gives? Swami has very beautifully explain this with an example. He said, there are three ways in which you can pray to God. If you want to pray to God, one is just using words and asking God, Rama, help me. He says, Rama nanu kapadra. It is bland. It is a prayer from the heart, but it is bland. And then, there are devotees who managed to put this in the form of poetry. They say Rama and Kapada in the form of poetry. But then, the most exalted are these devotees, like Saint Tyagaraja, as Swami says, instead of just saying Rama and Kapada, he says, Rama. This coming from Swami's mouth, Swami saying that this pleases me. We don't need to look further than this to say that prayer, when it is pleasing to the Lord in the form of music, touches His heart. We know that true prayer, like your prayer from the heart, has reached Swami directly. As students of Swami, we know how true prayer really moves Swami, and we know that Swami has a way of correcting the students. The biggest punishment Swami would give to the students was not talk to them. And boys, the students would do anything to win back Swami as it were. So there was this one time when Swami was very upset with the boys, and no amount of pleading could placate Swami. We had the usual way of here was Swami in the portico and say, Swami, please forgive us and what have we done wrong. And Swami went on for 3 days, 4 days. Normally in a couple of days Swami would say okay. But then this happened for 3 days, 4 days, and boys were getting dejected. They didn't know what was wrong. There were bhajans being held even after the mandir bhajans in the hostel. So the whole hostel was on an emotional high. And this pleading continued for another couple of days and Swami would not relent. Then this particular incident happened. It was the evening bhajan time. Boys had surrounded Swami and had pleaded to him. Swami had said, nothing doing, your boys are not good, I am not going to speak to you, and gone into the interview. When the bhajan started, Swami came as usual and sat in the bhajan hall. There was this one brother of ours who just started this bhajan full of emotion. Well, Swami, we plead with you, forgive us. We pray for your love. He sang, Sai Prem De. And he just paused there for a second. Believe me, I was there sitting on the portico. The entire lot of boys were sobbing with that one pause. It was at that time when the emotions of all the students are culminated into this prayer. And when he said, Sai Prem De, they were sobbing. The boy himself who was leading was choked. But it was a prayer from hundreds of hearts of the students. Swami heard the bhajan, took the aarti, came down, came to the portico, and all the boys who were there, he said, come. All the boys went around, surrounded him. Swami said, all is well, all is fine. Yes, you are forgiven. You are all my boys. You are my children. So that is the power. Yes, it was a collective power of these many students. But that one line that moved everybody together.
The Lord was once asked, what relationship must ours be best described as? That of a master and disciple, replied the Lord. For there is no reason or season for the bond that exists. Guru is the dispeller of darkness, the light whose radiance we seek to enlighten the path. The Guru shines forth selflessly, so that we may walk the path boldly, so as to not stumble over the peaks and slip at the troughs. Then there comes a time when the disciple turns to the Guru and seeks the Guru himself. The seeking has to be earnest, the restlessness of yearning irrepressible. It is only then that the effulgence of His grace turns to reveal His own truth, the truth that the Guru without was a mere reflection of the Guru within, the truth that Guru is Hari and Hari alone is the Guru.
Hari.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Swami has said time and again, I install myself wherever my glory is sung. He has also said, God is Ganapriya. Now, people who are not necessarily singers may not worry thinking, oh, so how do I please God because I don't know how to sing? Now, what Swami sees in the Gana is the Bhava. Even though the Raga and Tala are important and has their rightful place, what is most important for God is the Bhava. So sing with devotion, sing with love, and God is pleased. Here is another beautiful story that shows this. When you pray through music and when your bhakti gets translated as bhava, you don't have to sit and pray for days together. Even a line or two can bring God's grace pouring into your life.
There was a very, very humble devotee, a great singer, an amazing composer of bhajans, living in Bangalore. Many, many years ago, as this man, he was struggling to make ends meet. He was in abject poverty. He would not know where he is going to get the money for the next meal to feed his family. He was in such great difficulty. And one evening, he was walking in the streets of Bangalore with his little daughter by his side. He was holding her hand and he was walking. And this is a very busy market. And they walked past a shop where all these children's dress was nicely kept outside for sale. And this little girl saw this little very beautiful dress, frock. And she said, Abba, Dad, can you please get that for me? This man knows his situation, that he does not have even 1 rupee in his pocket. But he boldly walks to the shop and asks the shopkeeper, how much is this dress? And that man replies, sir, it is 50 rupees, less than a dollar in today's value. This man puts his hand inside his pockets. He does not find even 1 rupee. He knows he doesn't have that. Because his daughter so lovingly asked, as a father at least he thought he will try. He will ask what the price is, so that someday he is able to afford it. But the fact that he did not have even 1 penny with him, he felt so ashamed of himself. He was unable to control the tears. So he held his daughter's hand and started walking back to his house. He went to his house in such a rush, left his daughter in the living room, and he went straight to the prayer room. He went straight to the prayer room with his harmonium. He sat in front of Bhagavan's picture, started crying, saying, what sin have I done? What have I done here, Swami? Why did I come to this state? My loving daughter, she is asking for this 50 rupees dress. I am not able to afford even that, Swami. What did I do? And he had to break into a song and he cried out to that Lord. Shri Vasudeva Nara. Whatever sin I have done, Bhagavan, I have come to your presence. You are supposed to destroy all our sins. Papa Vinasha Prashantivasa. He cried and begged to that Lord, I ask you this one thing that I want to be able to provide to my daughter. Daya Karu Sai Narayana. Karuna Sagare Narayana. See what that Prema Bhakta did, brothers and sisters. A beautiful lesson. his only destination, the only place where he could go was for the Lord. He did not go reach out to his neighbors asking to borrow 50 rupees. He did not go to his friends, because at times of distress there is only one place where we can go. Like Draupadi called Krishna, dialed the right number on her phone to reach Krishna. This man called out to the Lord Sai, because that is the message. Naku Swami Telusu Anti. I know Swami, that's all. I refuse to know anything else. I don't need to know anything else. I need to know Swami, that's all. And this man did that very thing. Poured out his prayer to that Lord. One day passes by, 2 days pass by. On the second, third day, the little girl who lives in the other residence, nearby residence, she comes with an envelope that is written, addressed to this very man. But unfortunately, this man cannot read that language. It is in the letter Kannada. It is in the language Kannada. He does not know how to read Kannada or speak Kannada. So he asks that girl to open that envelope and see what it is. Please, can you explain to me what this letter says? She opens that letter, and that letter is written in Kannada. It says, "Dear sir, this is from the special department in the government of Karnataka that promotes culture and language. It says, in appreciation of your service that you have rendered to the language Kannada," by the way, which he does not speak, read or anything. It says, "in appreciation of that, here is a small token amount, and there is a check written in his name for 2000 rupees.
Daya karo Hari Narayana. Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So earlier we spoke about the difference between part-time devotees and full-time devotees. Part-time devotees are the ones who come to God when they are in trouble, and full-time devotees love God. So since most of us belong to the category of part-time devotees, does that mean that we don't love Swami? You know, I would say it would depend, because all of us have our own definitions of love. And when we say we love Swami, each and every one almost means different things. So what does it mean to love Swami? Now, here is a beautiful experience that happened in the Trai Brindavan during one of the Trai sessions. Bhagwan was sitting on the jhula, and in his inimitable style he said, "So boys, do you love me?" And obviously all the students shouted in unison, "Yes Swami, we love you." Bhagwan's reaction, however, was not very convincing. He had a look of disapproval. He said, "No, my boys don't love me. They only like me." Now, everybody was very eager to know the difference between loving and liking, what Swami meant by that. And then Swami went on to explain this in a very beautiful manner. He said, "You have a dog at home. And all along, you pet the animal, you caress it, you give it bath, you want to play with it, you want to feed it. But do you really follow the dog through every moment of his life? Wherever the dog runs, do you run behind it? No, you don't. Then how can you say whether you love or like the dog?" And then Swami said something that probably hurt a lot of students who were sitting there. Swami said, "My boys like me in the same manner. They want to be with me, they want to be around me, they want to feed me, and they want to see me happy, but they don't want to follow what I say." And then Swami said, "To love Swami is to follow Swami." So there it is, dear listeners. If you want to be a full-time devotee, you have to follow his teachings, especially in the current times when the form is absent. When a new person comes to the Sai Center, tell him, to know Swami, all he has to do is to study Swami's message, his discourses. Swami has said time and again, his life is his message. So if you want to know Swami, if you want to know his life, try to understand and practice his message. Once we practice his message, that is when our lives will become his message, and in turn, his life.
Sun lo dil ki pukar, sun lo
Welcome back, dear listeners. The difference between a part-time devotee and a full-time devotee is also the difference between a worshipper and a bhakta. To give an example from the epic Ramayana, Ravana was a worshipper of Lord Shiva and Hanuman was a devotee of Lord Rama. You know, once when Ravana was returning from Kubera city, suddenly his vehicle, Pushpak Viman, stopped. He was surprised and inquired about the reason. And he learned that this was the abode of Lord Shiva and no one was allowed to pass that way. And he was furious. As he was arrogant and he believed himself to be all-powerful, he refused to change his path. And he decided to challenge Lord Shiva. So getting down from his vehicle, he went to the foot of the mountain, Mount Kailash, and he began to uproot Mount Kailash with his immense strength. Meanwhile, Lord Shiva, Parvati and others on the mountain were disturbed by the shaking of the mountain. And Lord Shiva simply pressed his toe down and the huge mountain came crashing down to earth, crushing Ravana under it. And at last Ravana realized his error and from under the mountain he prayed to Lord Shiva by composing and singing the Shiva Tandava Stotra. Needless to say, Lord Shiva was pleased and he blessed and released Ravana. And from then on, Ravana becomes a worshipper of Lord Shiva. So Ravana was no ordinary man. You know, in fact, Swami says that Ravana had mastered all forms of knowledge and had done several penance. But what was lacking in him was that there was no love for Lord Shiva, meaning that he failed to follow the teachings of Lord Shiva. On the other hand, we have Hanuman. No, Hanuman too was very knowledgeable and had mastered all the Vedas. But what made him stand apart was that he was a Rama Bhakt first. He loved Rama and practiced Rama's teachings in his daily life. In fact, he had no other identity other than as the devotee of Ram or the servant of Ram. So here is Bhagavan himself speaking about the attitude of servitude of Hanuman.
Therefore,
we should always be servants and men of service.
It is only
the servitude lies the leadership.
Today, leaders,
they never served before.
They want
to be leaders without serving
anyone. That's
why the present plight of the world is
like this.
In fact, there is a lot of respect when you serve.
హనుమంతుడు ఎట్టివాడో మీకు తెలుసునా?
యు నో వాట్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ హనుమాన్.
హనుమంతుడు శాంతుడు, గుణవంతుడు, బలవంతుడు హనుమంతుడు.
హనుమాన్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ పీస్, ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ క్యారెక్టర్, ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ఫిజికల్ స్ట్రెంగ్.
మంచి బలవంతుడు.
ఈజ్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఫిజికలీ.
అతను అశోకవనములో చేరాడు.
He went there to Ashoka.
చీతాన్వేషణ నిమిత్తమై అనేక విధమైన పవిత్రమైన కర్మలు ఆచరించాడు.
He made various attempts to search Sita.
కానీ లంకలో ఉన్న రాక్షసులు ఏనాడు ఈ కోతి ముఖం చూచి ఎరుగరు.
బట్ the rakshasas there in Lanka never saw any monkey before.
సర్ రకమైనటువంటి జంతువు వచ్చిందని అందరూ బయలుదేరారు దాన్ని చూడటానికి.
All rakshasas, they wanted to see this funny monkey which they never saw before.
అందులో రావణుని యొక్క కుమారుడైనటువంటి వాడు ఇంద్రజిత్తుడు పోయి నీవెవరు అని ప్రశ్నించాడు.
Among them, the Indrajit, the son of Ravana, asked, who are you?
కానీ హనుమంతుని యొక్క శక్తి సామర్థ్యం ఎవరికీ తెలియదు.
No one knows the capacities of Hanuman.
అయినప్పటికీ
yet
తాను చెప్పాడు.
He replied,
దాసోహం కోసలేంద్రస్య. అయ్యా, నేను శ్రీరామచంద్రుడి దాసుడను అన్నాడు.
He said, sir, I'm a servant of Sri Ramachandra.
ఈ దాసత్వంలో ఎంత గౌరవం ఏర్పడింది అతనికి.
వాట్ రెస్పెక్ట్ హీ హాస్.
నేను రామచంద్రుని దాసుడను అనుకుంటే మనకే గౌరవం కానీ ఇంకొకరికి కాదు.
ఇఫ్ వీ సే దట్ వీఆర్ సర్వెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ రామచంద్ర, న్యాచురల్లీ ఇట్ క్యారీస్ రెస్పెక్ట్.
ఇంకొకరు ఇంకొకరికి దాసులు కావచ్చును.
You may be servant to someone else.
దుష్టకర్మలకు దురాలోచనలకు దాసుడు కావచ్చును.
You may be servant to bad activity and bad thoughts.
విషయ భోగములకు విషయానందములకు దాసుడు కావచ్చును.
For sensual pleasure and worldly pleasure.
విషయ భోగములకు దాసుడు కావచ్చును.
You may be a servant to pleasure.
దాసుడు కావటంలో ఏం తప్పుంది?
But what is the mistake if you are the servant of God?
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక డిస్క్రిమినేషన్ మనం చేస్తూ రావాలి.
We should exercise discrimination like this.
నేను ఏం తప్పు చేస్తున్నాను?
What mistake I am?
నేను ఎందుకోసం భయపడాలి?
Why should I be?
సమాజ సేవ చేయడంలో తప్పేం ఉంటున్నది?
What is the mistake in?
ఈ విధంగా తనలో తాను ధైర్యాన్ని సాహసాన్ని అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
Therefore we should be courageous in serving.
మొట్టమొదట ధైర్య సాహసాలు రావాలి.
Therefore it is the courage which is most important.
ఈ విధంగా సేవలో పాల్గొనినప్పుడు దైవము మీ సన్నిధి ఎందే ఉంటాడు, మీ పెన్నిధి ఎందే ఉంటాడు.
When once you start serving the community, there you find God as your very wealth.
మనోజవం మారుత తుల్య వేగం జితేంద్రియం బుద్ధిమతామరిష్టం వాతాత్మజం వానరయూతముఖ్యం శ్రీరామదూతం శరణం ప్రపద్యే శ్రీరామదూతం శరణం ప్రపద్యే శ్రీరామదూతం శరణం ప్రపద్యే
వాయుకుమారా వనర్వీరా వాయు కుమారా వానర వీరా అతి బలవంత హనుమంత అతి బలవంత హనుమంత కేసరి నందన అంజని పుత్ర కేసరి నందన అంజని పుత్ర జయ హో పవన కుమారా జయ హో పవన కుమారా జయ హో పవన కుమారా జయ హో jay ho Pavan Kumara Vayu Kumara Vanar Veera Ati Balavanta Hanumanta Kesari Nandan Anjani Putra Jai Ho Jai Ho Pavan Kumara 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 Vayu Kumara Vanar Veera
Welcome back, dear listeners. That was Hanuman. Even though he was born as a monkey, he rose beyond all the limitations to become a god. In fact, there are temples dedicated to Lord Hanuman in many places throughout India. Well, why go so far as the Treta Yuga when we had such an exemplary devotee of the Lord, whom we were all so fortunate to witness? As I am talking of another being who was born as an animal, but who rose beyond her animal nature to become our Swami's favorite devotee, Sai Geeta. So here is a beautiful story of Sai Geeta's devotion to her Lord, narrated by Sri Sanjay Sahani, the controller of examinations, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning.
Many times we would pray Swami, Swami, please come to the hostel. Swami says, where is the hostel? No, as if he doesn't know where the hostel is. So we say, Swami, it is in front of Sai Geeta shed, because opposite to us used to be Sai Geeta's residence. And Swami would dodge. Many times he would oblige. Sometimes he would say, come, I'm coming. And the students would just get up. Before he changes his mind, you know, we should start. So that he doesn't have a chance to tell that, no, I was just joking. So, you know, we'll be running on the road and Swami's car will be overtaking us. Those are the days which we have seen. So let me start with this wonderful, not even a human being, an animal, but how she was able to win Swami's heart. So Sai Geeta was an elephant. She was just a few days ago alive, and then somebody brought her from Mysore and gifted it to Swami. For Swami, you know, Sai Geeta was a playmate and a great devotee. Why was she so inspirational for us students? Because those were the days when we didn't even have good telephones in the country, before the era of mobiles. And yet, Swami has started from Mandir, or is about to start from Mandir. Students in the hostel, without wireless communication, walkie-talkie which you all use during Gram Seva, we already knew that Swami is on the way. Why? Because Sai Geeta has come out and is standing in front of her gate, in front of her hostel. So the moment one student will see her standing there, like wildfire, the news will spread and all of us will run out and stand on the road. And not even once it has happened that she failed us. Sure enough, within a matter of a few minutes, Swami's car is arriving. What was her sixth sense? Nobody knows. But we knew that if she is there, Swami is round the corner. And one very precious memory I have from those days, Swami came, but he didn't stop. She was opposite. We were on this side of the road. He looked at both of us, but he just passed by. And then we were waiting for Swami to go beyond the Vidyagiri gate, beyond the Gokulam. But to our utter amazement, we found that Swami turned the car and started returning. And the moment he came near our gate, hostel gate, he stopped. He came out and Sai Gita was waiting there and the two met and it was a public demonstration of a beautiful love story. She is taking her trunk and putting all round Swami and Swami is, you know, patting her and in her excitement, she would many occasions start urinating. So when an elephant starts urinating, you know, it is not just like anything happening. Buckets of water will be falling like waterfall. So normally when Swami comes, you know, we'll all rush to be as close to him. The moment she started urinating, all of us took safe steps back, 15 feet away, so that one drop of that urine also does not come. But in a matter of seconds, Swami's gown was filled with urine. Wet, drenched. And in that, he looked up and he saw me. And perhaps he gauged that sense of aversion to that waterfall of urine which was there, which had drenched Swami's gown also. And then he looked into my eyes and said, if you drink a little bit of Sai Gita's urine, you will also get a fraction of her devotion. This is what Swami said. Years later, almost 10-15 years later, one day I was speaking to students in Swami's presence in Trai Vrindavan, and I shared this incident. Even on that occasion, Swami said, Avunu, it is true. 15 years later, he affirmed it, confirmed it. So she was a great devotee of Swami, though just an animal. How is it that an animal also can get. So, you know, this is what Professor Kasturi used to tell us. He used to quote Swami, if you need me, you deserve me. If you need me, you deserve me. What is the qualification I should have? Supposing I want Swami's grace to fall on me. Do you need him? Can there be a simpler qualification than that?
प्यार का सागर है तू प्यार का सागर है तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम तू प्यार का सागर है तू प्यार का सागर है तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम तू प्यार का सागर है
धन्य है धरती जिस पर तुमने साई जन्म लिया, तुमने जन्म लिया। दीन दुखी को गले लगाया, युग उपकार किया, युग उपकार किया। चांद और सितारे भी, चांद और सितारे भी तेरी जयकार करेंगे सदा, तेरी जयकार करेंगे सदा। तू प्यार का सागर है, साई तुम ही प्राण सखा, तुम ही प्राण सखा। सब है पराए तुम ही तो अपने, तुमने प्यार दिया, तुमने प्यार दिया। कहते रहेंगे सदा, कहते रहेंगे सदा कि तुमसे हो न कभी भी जुदा, कि तुमसे हो न कभी भी जुदा। तू प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है। एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, एक बूंद के प्यासे हम। तू प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है।
Welcome back, dear listeners. It is impossible to talk of devotion without talking about the Madhura Bhakti of the Gopikas of Vrindavan. So let us end this program by listening to the beautiful story of the love of Gopikas for Lord Krishna from our beloved Swami himself, from the Krishnashtami discourse of 1988. Now stay tuned. At 3:30 p.m. we will have the live Telugu segment hosted by Brother Ganesh. And before I conclude, here is an important announcement for all the Telugu speaking devotees. So this Sunday, which is the 24th of July 2016, is the 5th anniversary celebrations of Radio Sai's Telugu stream. So they will be having programs right from morning 6 to night 10:30. There will be a wide variety of programs done by 145 participants from across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana state. And the theme for this whole presentation from morning to night is Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. And using this theme, these participants who are doing the program will be trying to understand the relation between the individual, the society, creation and God. That is Vyashti, Samashti, Srishti and Parameshti. So with that, dear listeners, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Till I see you next week, Jai Sai Ram, and over to Swami.
Kevalam idi dehamunaka oka instrument, oka panimuttu. This physical body is a sheer instrument. Meere nadipinchedi, nadichedi, anubhavinchedi, anubhavinpa chesedi anta tana yokka divyatvame. It is God's will which makes this move, which makes this enjoy, which makes this live, and which makes this
Kani
suffer.
Ee satyanni gurtinchukonandi anetunte yokka manavulu, memu bhaktulamu, memu sarvasanga parityagulamu, memu bhagavantuniki sannistha sambandhulamu ani bhavistuntaru.
Man who does not recognize this basic truth thinks that he is close to God, he knows God, and he is a great devotee of God, and such great thoughts he would be getting.
Okanoka samayamlo పరమ భక్తులని వెర్రవీగేటువంటి వెర్రివారిని పరీక్షింపజేసుకొని,
వన్స్ అపాన్ ఎ టైమ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు టెస్ట్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ థాట్ దట్ దే వర్ వెరీ గ్రేట్,
లీలా మానస విగ్రుడైనటువంటి కృష్ణుడు ఒక చిన్న నాటకం ఆడుతూ ప్రయత్నించాడు.
కృష్ణ ఎనాక్టెడ్ ఎ స్మాల్ డ్రామా.
ఒకనాడు ఏనాడు ఎవరు కని వినని ఎరిగినటువంటి యొక్క బాధను అనుభవించినట్టుగా నటన చేశాడు.
హీ యాక్టెడ్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ షీ సఫరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ పెయిన్ విచ్ వాజ్ అన్టోల్డ్ అన్హర్డ్ ఆఫ్ అండ్ సచ్ అన్బేరబుల్ పెయిన్.
అనగా నా తలనొప్పి భరించడానికి వీలు కాలేదని ఒక పెద్ద టవల్ గట్టిగా చుట్టి చాలా బాధపడినట్టుగా అనుభవిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
హీ బ్యాండేజ్డ్ హిస్ హెడ్ విత్ ఎ బిగ్ టవల్ అండ్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ He is suffering from such unbearable headache.
ఇది ముందు జరగబోయేటువంటి యొక్క దీనిని గుర్తించే ఈ విధంగా వర్తిస్తూ వచ్చాడు కృష్ణుడు.
Knowing the future and the future events, he enacted this.
రుక్మిణి సత్యభామ జాంబవతి అందరు కూడాను ఈ చుట్టూ ఉన్నటువంటి స్త్రీలంతా చేరారు.
రుక్మిణి సత్యభామ జాంబవతి అండ్ ది అదర్ విమెన్ హూ వర్ దేర్.
స్వామి, ఏనాడు కూడాను ఈ బాధను మేము చూడలేదు కదా, ఈ బాధ ఎందుకోసం వచ్చింది, దీనికి ఔషధం ఏమిటి అని అనేక విధములుగా ఆవిడ ప్రశ్నిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దే బిగాన్ క్వశ్చనింగ్ హిమ్ ఇన్ ఎ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ వేస్. స్వామి, వీ హావ్ నాట్ సీన్ ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ పెయిన్ ఎర్లియర్, వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ పెయిన్, హౌ డు యు ఫీల్?
భరించుకోలేను, ఇది చాలా షాక్ కొట్టినట్టుగా ఉంటుండాలి, నేను ఇంకా తాళలేను అని అనేక రకాలుగా తాను విలపించినట్టుగా ప్రకటిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
హీ బిగాన్ జస్ట్ టెలింగ్ దట్ ఐ కెనాట్ బేర్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ పెయిన్ ఎట్ ఆల్, ఇట్ ఈస్ గివింగ్ మీ సచ్ ఎ ట్రెమెండస్ షాక్ అండ్ హీ బిగాన్ టెలింగ్ దిస్.
దీనికి నివారణ మార్గం ఏమిటని వారు ప్రశ్నించారు.
దే క్వశ్చన్ హిమ్, వాట్ ఈస్ ది రెమెడీ ఫర్ దిస్ స్వామి?
ఎవరైనా ఒక పరమభక్తుని యొక్క పాద ధూళి తెచ్చి నా శిరస్సు పైన వేసినప్పుడు ఈ బాధ నివారణ అవుతుంది అన్నాడు.
ఇఫ్ ద డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ డివోటీ కుడ్ బి బ్రాట్ అండ్ అప్లైడ్ టు మై హెడ్, ఐల్ బి ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ హెడేక్.
ఆ వేళగా బ్రహ్మణుడు ఆసన్నమైనట్టుగా నారదుడు ప్రవేశించాడు.
జస్ట్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ నారద ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ అన్ అప్రోప్రియట్ వే.
సత్యభామ రుక్మిణి జాంబవతి కూడాను నారదుని పట్టుకున్నారు. నారదా నారదా, ఈ బాధను మేమేనాడు కూడా చూడలేదు, ఈ కృష్ణుని బాధను నివారించడానికి ఏమైనా నువ్వు ప్రయత్నించమన్నాడు.
రుక్మిణి సత్యభామ అండ్ జాంబవతి అప్రోచ్ నారద అండ్ ప్రే టు హిమ్, వెల్ నారద ప్లీజ్ లెట్ అస్ నో హౌ టు క్యూర్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ పెయిన్.
నారదుడు కూడాను కృష్ణుడు ప్రశ్నించగా కృష్ణుడు ఇదే జవాబు చెప్పాడు. ఏ పరమభక్తుని యొక్క పాదధూళి నా శిరస్సు పైన వేసినప్పుడు ఈ యొక్క బాధ తగ్గిపోతుందన్నాడు.
వెన్ నారద క్వశ్చన్ కృష్ణ ది రీజన్, హీ సెడ్ దట్ ఓన్లీ ది రెమెడీ ఈస్ ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ గెట్ ది డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ డివోటీ అండ్ పుట్ ఇట్ ఆన్ మై హెడ్, ఐ విల్ బి ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ హెడేక్, హీ సెడ్.
నారదుడు ప్రక్కలోని ఇంత పరమభక్తురాలని సత్యభామనే ఉంటుంది కదా, ఆమె పాదధూళి ఇవ్వవచ్చును కదా అన్నాడు.
నారద జస్ట్ సత్యభామ సచ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ డివోటీ ఈజ్ హియర్, ది డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ హర్ ఫీట్ కెన్ బి ఆఫర్ టు యూ, ఇజ్ంట్ ఇట్ కృష్ణ, ఐ సెడ్.
సత్యభామ చేతులు నలుపుకుంది. అయ్యో, నేను సతిని, కృష్ణుడు నా పతి, సతి యొక్క పాదధూళి పతి యొక్క శిరస్సు పైన వెళ్ళటము ఇది మహా అపరాధం కదా, నేను నరక ప్రాప్తి ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది, నేను ఈ నరకాన్ని అనుభవించలేను, నా పాదధూళి ఇవ్వను అనింది.
సత్యభామ ఫెల్ట్ ఎంబరాస్డ్, షీ వాజ్ ఓన్లీ ఏ వైఫ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ది డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వైఫ్స్ ఫీట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పుట్ ఆన్ ది హెడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ హస్బెండ్ షీ వుడ్ గో టు హెల్, ఐ డు నాట్ వాంట్ గో టు హెల్ బై గివింగ్ ది డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ మై ఫీట్.
రుక్మిణి కూడా ఇదే జవాబు చెప్పింది.
రుక్మిణి రిపీటెడ్ ది సేమ్ ఆన్సర్.
ఇరువురు చేరి నారదుని పట్టుకున్నారు. మీకంటే పరమభక్తులు లోకంలో ఉంటున్నారా స్వామి, మీ పాదధూళి ఇవ్వవచ్చును కదా అన్నారు.
రుక్మిణి అండ్ సత్యభామ ఆస్కర్ నారద, కెన్ దర్ బి ఎ గ్రేటర్ డివోటీ దాన్ యూ నారద, ది డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఫీట్ కుడ్ బి ఆఫర్డ్ టు కృష్ణ.
నారదుడు చెప్పాడు, అమ్మా, క్షణంలో నేను వైకుంఠం చేరి మహావిష్ణువును సందర్శిస్తున్నాను, క్షణంలో కైలాసం చేరి ఈశ్వరుని సందర్శిస్తున్నాను, క్షణంలో స్వర్గాన్ని చేరి సర్వసుఖములు అనుభవిస్తున్నాను, గోవింద నామము చేత నేను సర్వత్రా వ్యాపించి సర్వ ఆనందాన్ని అనుభవిస్తున్నాను, కానీ నా పాదధూళి కృష్ణుడు శిరస్సు పైన వేయటం వల్ల నేను నరకంలో భయపడిపోతాను, నాకు ఈ ప్రాప్తంతా దూరం అయిపోతుంది, నేను ఇవ్వను అన్నాడు.
మదర్, ఐ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు గివ్ ద డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ మై ఫీట్ బికాస్ ఐ వుడ్ గో టు హెల్ అండ్ లూజ్ ఆల్ ద ప్రివిలేజెస్ అండ్ ద ప్లెజర్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ హ్యావింగ్ లైక్ గో బై ది నేమ్.
భగవంతుని తలపైన భక్తుని యొక్క పాదధూళి వేయటమా, ఇది మహాపాపం.
Is it that the dust of the feet of a devotee to be put on Krishna? This is the type of understanding on the part of these devotees.
తదుపరి చెప్పాడు ఈ కృష్ణుని యొక్క నాటకం మరింత అధికమైపోతుంది. అబ్బబ్బా నేను భరించుకోలేను అంటున్నాడు, అరుస్తున్నాడు.
కృష్ణ బిగాన్ షౌటింగ్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ హీస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు బేర్ ద అన్బేరబుల్ పెయిన్ ఆఫ్ ద హెడేక్.
నారదుడు చెప్పాడు, స్వామి దీనికి తగినటువంటి ఔషధం ఎక్కడ ఉందో చెప్తే నేను ఒక క్షణంలో వెళ్ళి తీసుకుని వస్తానన్నాడు.
నారద ఆస్క్డ్ కృష్ణ, స్వామి లెట్ మీ నో ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ ఐ కెన్ గెట్ ద మెడిసిన్.
గోపికల యొక్క పాదధూళి తీసుకుని రా, తప్పక నాకు నివారణ అవుతుందన్నాడు.
కృష్ణ సెట్ గో టు గోపికాస్ గెట్ ది డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దర్ ఫీట్ ఐ విల్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ది హెడేక్.
క్షణంలో వెళ్లాడు గోకులం.
హీ వెంట్ గోకులం ఇన్ ఎ మూమెంట్.
బజారులో పాట పెట్టుకుంటూ పోతున్నాడు. గోవింద దామోదర నామదేవి ఆయా నామాన్ని స్మరిస్తూ పోయేటప్పటికీ గోపికలందరూ నారదుని యొక్క కంఠస్వరం విని అందరూ వెలుపల వచ్చారు.
వెన్ హి వాజ్ గోయింగ్ చాంటింగ్ అండ్ సింగింగ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ గోపికాస్ కేమ్ రన్నింగ్ టు హిమ్.
వచ్చి మా గోపాలుడు ఎట్టున్నాడు, మీరెక్కడి నుంచి వస్తున్నారు, మీ మధుర నుంచి వస్తున్నారా, గోపాలుడు బాగున్నాడా అని వీరు ప్రశ్నల వర్షం కురిపిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దోస్ పీపుల్ బిగాన్ షవరింగ్ రెయిన్ ఆఫ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ టు నారద. హౌ ఇస్ అవర్ గోపాల?
అరుకు విచారంతో నారదుడు చెప్తున్నాడు, గోపికలారా కృష్ణుడు చాలా బాధలో ఉంటున్నాడు. ఏనాడు కూడాను నేను ఇంతకాలమైనప్పటికీ అతని ఇంత బాధలు అనుభవించడం నేను చూడలేదు. ఈ బాధ నివారణార్థమై నేను ఔషధం కోసం ఇక్కడికి వచ్చానన్నాడు.
నారద టోల్ దెమ్, ఐ హాడ్ నెవర్ సీన్ కృష్ణ సఫరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ సచ్ అన్బేరబుల్ పెయిన్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్. హీఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పెయిన్ అండ్ ఐ హావ్ కమ్ హియర్ ఫర్ టేకింగ్ సమ్ మెడిసిన్.
గోపికలు విన్నారు, ఏమిటి కృష్ణుడికి శిర భారమా, ఇంత నొప్పిగా ఉంటుండాదా, ఈ బాధ నివారణానికి మా గోకులంలో ఔషధం ఉంటుందా, చెప్పండి ఎక్కడ ఉందో మేము తీసిస్తామన్నారు.
గోపికాస్ ఆస్క్డ్ నారద, ఈజ్ దేర్ సమ్ మెడిసిన్ ఇన్ అవర్ గోకులం, వీ విల్ బి ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు గివ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
బాధధూళి కావాలట అన్నాడు నారదుడు.
హీ ఆస్క్డ్ హీ వాంట్స్ ది డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఫీట్.
ఒక గోపికల ఇంటికి పరిగెత్తింది, ఓ పెద్ద బెడ్షీట్ తెచ్చింది. ఆ బెడ్షీట్ పైన గోపికలందరూ డ్యాన్స్ ఆడారు. ఆ పాదధూళంతా అయింది, ఇంత పెద్ద మూట కట్టి తక్షణం తీసుకుని వెళ్ళండి అని చెప్పిందన్నారు.
వన్ గోపిక ర్యాన్ హోమ్ అండ్ బ్రాట్ ఎ బెడ్షీట్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ డాన్స్డ్ ఆన్ ఇట్, కలెక్టెడ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ దర్ ఫీట్ అండ్ ప్యాక్డ్ ఇట్.
నారదా ఇంకా ఆలస్యం చేయదు, తక్షణమే తీసుకుని పోయి నా కృష్ణుని యొక్క బాధ నివారణ చేయమని చెప్పి కోరారు.
దే ప్రేడ్ దట్ రష్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ ఓ నారదా and see that our Krishna is freed from the headache.
నాదునికి ఆశ్చర్యమేసి వేదశాస్త్ర ఇతిహాస పురాణములు లేనటువంటి మూర్ఖుల యొక్క స్వభావం ఇట్లనే ఉంటుంటారు.
నారద వాజ్ షాక్డ్ అండ్ సర్ప్రైజ్డ్, దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ టోటలీ అన్ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్, దే డు నాట్ నో.
గోపికలు కేవలం మూర్ఖులు,
దే ఆర్ ఫూలిష్ వన్స్.
గోపికలు చెప్పారు, నారద మా నరకములు కాదు, ఇంకే విధమైనటువంటి ఒక లోకానికి పోయినా కూడా మాకు పర్వాలేదు, మా కృష్ణుడు బాగుంటే అంతే చాలు అన్నారు.
Gopika said that we don't mind going to any worse hell if there is anyone like that. If our Krishna can be okay, we are all right.
Anaga maa naraka prapto maa swarga prapto maa swartham maaku akkaraledu, maa krishnudu baagundali, maa krishnudu kshemanga untundali ani koraru gopikalu.
They only prayed that our Krishna should be all right. In which place we go, we are not at all helpful, we are not at all bothered about it.
Ikkada padadudu icharo అక్కడ కృష్ణుడు ఆనందంగా నవ్వుతూ కూర్చున్నాడు.
ద మోమెంట్ దట్ దిస్ గోపికాస్ ఆఫర్డ్ ది డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దర్ ఫీట్ టు నారద హియర్,
పోయి మూట ఇప్పేటప్పటికి కృష్ణుడు నవ్వుతున్నాడు. మందు తేకమునిపై నివారణ అయిపోయిందే నీకు?
బై ది టైమ్ ద నారద క్యారీ ది డస్ట్ టు కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ వాజ్ ఆల్రెడీ హ్యాపీ అండ్ రిలీవ్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద హెడేక్. హి వాజ్ టోటలీ క్యూర్ఫుల్.
ఏనాడు గోపికల యొక్క పాదధూళి ఇచ్చిరో ఆ నిమిషంలోనే నా యొక్క బాధ నివారణ అయిందన్నాడు.
కృష్ణ సెట్ the moment the gopika gave the dust of the feet to you there
anaga
my headache has gone.
Swarthanni tyagam chesi maaku ye phalitamo emito ani phalitanni vismarinchi
sacrifice your selfishness
jeevantuni yokka aanandamune chintinchetvanti yokka gopikulu parama bhaktulu annadu.
He declared that gopikas are the true devotees and great devotees because they
bhakti bhakti untundi. ఇది ఇస్తే నాకేమి నష్టమో, ఇది ఇస్తే నాకేమి కష్టమో అనేటువంటి తన స్వార్థాన్ని తన దృష్టిలో ఉంచుకునేటువంటి వారు భక్తులు కాదని చెప్పాడు కృష్ణుడు.
హీ డిక్లేర్డ్ that those people cannot be called devotees at all, who go on thinking what would happen to them by doing such and such an act? And who are immersed in the
selfishness?
I am residing in every living being.
Aa dhooli naade, aa padamu naade, aa sarasu naade.
That dust is mine, that foot is mine, and that head is mine. Everything is mine.
Sarvata paadi padam, amta naade.
My feet and my heads are found everywhere. Everything belongs to me, he declared.
Nanugunugunagalara.
Can anyone comprehend me, understand me?
Yenubadi nalugulacha jeevudanu. అనయమునన్నది బాజుకుందునట అనవురేణు తృణకాష్టము మొదలుగు అనకు అఖండ రూపుడ వైవేయునట నన్ను కనుగొన్న గల్లరా.
కెన్ ఎనీవన్ కాంప్రహెండ్ మీ? ఐఎమ్ రిసైడింగ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది 84 lakh స్పీసీస్ అండ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ దెంసెల్
ఘన మగు దొంగలలో గజ దొంగను నన్ను కనుగొన్న గల్లరా.
ఐఎమ్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ థీఫ్ అమంగ్ ద థీఫ్. Can anyone comprehend me?
Kanuka, nee drishtilo vaadu donga anukuntavu, naa drishtilo vaadu nene.
In your understanding, he is a thief. In my understanding, he is I.
Ilanti divyatvanni prapanchaniki ekatvanga kaate nimittamai vachinatundi avataram.
The avatar comes down in order to teach this unity of existence to all human beings.
గోపాలా